Yabundumuka!
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Bulaga.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Police charge woman with child stealing after DNA confirms a biological mother. Kaperin Pontius Alunchu residents raise concern over poor communication networks and bad feeder roads. In African news, the Senegal arrested 14 members of alleged pedophile gang linked to France. Well, the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Zambia Police Service has formally charged a 44-year-old woman with child stealing following the recovery of a six-week-old baby girl was allegedly abducted in Lusaka's Kanyama compound last year. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi has confirmed to Kombon Radio News that the suspect Esther Piri of Makeni has been charged with a child stealing, contrary to Section 17, Chapter 1, Cap A of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Mr. Chilabi said the forensic investigations established the child's true parentage after DNA results from the National Forensic Science and Biometrics Department were received on February 4, 2026. He explained that the results conclusively confirmed that Astrida Chanda is the biological mother of the child while the suspect was excluded. The matter dates back to October 28, 2025, when Ms. Chanda, aged 33, reported that her infant daughter had been stolen by an unknown woman around 15 hours in the Mbasela area of Kanyama compound. Police investigations are continuing as the suspect awaits court proceedings.
In accordance with established Zambia Police Service standard operating procedures for the investigation of such cases, DNA analysis was conducted by the National Forensic Science and Biometrics Department for the purpose of establishing the biological mother of the child. The analysis involved biological samples obtained from the child, Astrida Chanda, and the suspect, Esther Musonda Piri. On October 4, 2026, The Zambia Police Service received the results from the National Forensic Science and Biometrics Department, which confirmed that Astrid Akanda is the biological mother of the child, while the suspect, Esther Msondapiri, was conclusively excluded as the mother. As a result, Esther Msondapiri has been officially charged with child stealing, contrary to Section 171A of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia, pending court proceedings.
Residents of Kapirin Ponche's Lunchu area have raised concern over poor communication networks and bad feeder roads, which they say are slowing down development. Speaking to Common Radio News, residents through Vansi Mukopa say the area has been neglected for a long time, making it difficult to access essential services and conduct business. Mr. Mukopa adds that the poor state of feeder roads, especially during the rainy season, has made it hard for farmers to transport their produce to markets. He has since appealed to responsible authorities and mobile service providers to urgently address the challenges.
In Lunchu Ward, we've got a lot of challenges. Number one challenge that we have is the network problem that we have. Lunchu is near to Kapirin Ponche, but we don't have network. Second, it's water. Our people, they don't have water. We need to provide them with clean water, whereby we will need to have a lot of boreholes. Thirdly, the road network. Mukonchi Kawe Road is in a deplorable state. More especially as you reach Lunchu Bridge, you cross Lunchu Bridge, the road is bad. We need to work on that road. Then we have to make sure that we have a lot of health facility. We need to upgrade Lunchu Health Post.
The headman of Silungwe Village in Mukunku area of Mukushi District, Frederick Gasinyangwe, has expressed concern over the lack of a police post in the area. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio, headman Gasinyangwe said the absence of a police post is negatively affecting the community, particularly in matters of safety and security. He has since urged government authorities to consider the concerns of the residents by constructing a police post in the area. The Mufurila Municipal Council says the implementation of the bylaw on narcotic substances, which was recently passed by the full council in Mufurila, is progressing well. Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Tandiwe Tembo says the proposed bylaw on narcotic substances has been concluded at council level and is currently awaiting approval from the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development. She added that once approval is granted, the bylaw will be formally gazetted and implemented in accordance with the law.
So that will prevent the young people from using the narcotic substances. So the bylaw was passed by the local authority. So before we implement, we have since submitted the bylaw to the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development for approval. So that once the approval is done, then we'll be able to enforce the requirements of that bylaw. So we appeal to members of the public to exercise a bit of patience, as we are also waiting for the approval. And once the approval comes in, the council will be able to enforce the bylaw and will have a reduced number of cases of people who are using these narcotic substances on.
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, uizivalola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Ungankale, buwana wa mabwana with MTN Zalola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and two SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also